Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsor.
Balance Virtually provides full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, and much more. To schedule a consultation with a certified public accountant with over 16 years of experience helping people like you, visit balancevirtually.com. Balance Virtually, your locally owned full-service financial planning service company. Welcome to the Veronica Edwards Show, where we have fun financial conversations that everyone listening can apply to their personal and professional life. I'm your host, Veronica Edwards, and as always, I'm so excited to be back here on bizradio.us. Again, we are in season two. I'm so excited because we are well over 1,000 downloads, approaching 1,500 downloads. So I just want to thank everybody for downloading the show. Really appreciate that. And today we have one of my favorite segments. It's our monthly CPA chat featuring fellow CPA, Michelle Trox, owner of Michelle Trox CPA, CFP, PLLC. Welcome back, Michelle.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
And I want to shout you out, Michelle, because we both have started embarking on just doing a little bit more on our social media. So I've been liking all your stuff and it looks really nice. And awesome. I know you're 10 years old, so I say that to tell people, you know, we're constantly evolving in your business and you might have always done things yourself or it might be time to outsource different functions, which, you know, leads us to our topic today. We're revisiting outsourced accounting services part two. Our last CPA chat, we talked about what is outsourced accounting and the benefits and the challenges. But, you know, Michelle, definitely before we even recorded, said, Veronica, this is a big topic. And I think we definitely are going to need to break it out into two sessions. And I'm glad that we did. So,
yeah.
I'm excited to hear some of your thoughts, Michelle, with your experience and the different folks that you work with. But let's first, again, just recap. What is outsourced accounting services or just outsourced services in general? Because as small business owners, you're going to need help.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, outsourcing, it's a term we use that simply means we're going to hire an expert or use the services of someone who is not employed by us, our organization or our business. And that's the whole crux of it, where you can utilize the resources of these experts, these folks that know a little bit more in specific areas, so that you don't have to be sort of that jack of all trades, for example. I think we're, as a you know, just a society in general, we're very accustomed, I think, to the idea of outsourcing payroll. That's not to say that everybody doesn't outsource payroll, but that's an example of one way that many organizations have started to use outsourced services. So it's an attempt to, again, utilize the expertise of somebody who specializes in a particular area. It's also a really great way for an organization to really kind of cut some costs, some expenses, particularly in the area of payroll. You don't have to hire a quote unquote expert in every single thing that you need in your organization. You can have people on your team that do certain functions, but then there's other functions, like I use that example of payroll, that you can use an expert or the expertise of a company or an organization outside of your business. And in doing so, it really helps to make your organization super efficient. Because again, you're utilizing those services of this the expert in that area, and you can focus, and your folks and your team can focus on what they can do best without having to, like I said, be a jack of all trades, know everything and you know, all sizes of everything. So be very in depth in knowing, you know, about payroll plus HR, plus the accounting, plus sales and marketing. I mean, all the things.
Yeah, it's a lot when you really sit down, especially small business owners listening, you don't even know what you need in the beginning, you know? And so you're just kind of just starting your business. But once you get a couple of months under your belt, definitely after you have your first tax return, you start to quickly realize, I really don't have time to be focusing on IT services, accounting services, social media, advertising and marketing. So you're absolutely right. The benefits of outsourced accounting is you can get that expert in that area. You can reduce business costs because you're not dealing with payroll or having a full-time employee that has benefits. You can make sure that person knows that you're in compliance, you know, that especially for accounting, the latest regulatory requirements that you're on top of for sales tax and payroll taxes. And most important, your productivity. I'm seeing that now just being 5 years old, how important it is for me to free myself up from doing all of the bookkeeping. I've hired an accountant. I don't need to do all my social media or any of it. I've hired someone that they love to do that. But I do warn those that are listening, just because you outsource those things, it doesn't mean to take your hands off the wheel 100%.
Right. Oh, gosh. Yeah. No, I mean, I always even personally just encourage my clients. I'm like, you know, don't just assume that I'm doing what it is I'm supposed to be doing or even what you want me to be doing. Like, this is a partnership from start to finish. I want you, the client, to be completely knowledgeable about everything in your business, including what it is that you have asked me to do for you. And that's super important. That's part of that checks and balances. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think you shouldn't take, you raise a good point. Don't take that for granted. Oh, you know, Michelle's a CPA. She knows what she's doing. I'm perfectly comfortable with that. Well, I find my clients do the same thing with like their bank. Oh, my bank is fine. You know, the transactions, I don't need to reconcile or do. No, you absolutely need to just confirm, you know, trust, but verify everything in life. I mean, we do that in our personal lives. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know about you, Veronica, but raising children is a perfect example of trust, but verify. Because
absolutely,
you want to make sure that they're doing the right thing. That's your job to kind of make sure you set the boundaries and the guidelines. Well, then why do we not do that in our professional lives?
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. I have a new client recently where they fell a little behind in their bookkeeping, and it's very easy to point the finger on the bookkeeper, but what was the expectations that you had of the bookkeeper? Are you meeting with them monthly to get your financials? Are you checking in with them? How possibly will anybody that you outsource services to know everything that they need to do if you're not having, you know, open communication with them? And that's one of the biggest topics today that we want to talk about, is just ways to determine if outsource accounting is best for your company, because it's not always a good fit. We talked about the benefits and some of the challenges, like we talked about the communication and culture fit and things like that on the last CPA chat, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to move forward with the outsourced accounting team just because you think, okay, well, I'm getting bigger now. Maybe that's something I need to do. So I definitely want us to talk about some key areas to look at to determine, does it make sense to outsource my accounting functions? So for me, Michelle, and definitely jump in if you see any different, is there enough work for a full-time accountant in your company? You know, oh, go ahead, please.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I mean, I think you're exactly right. Start there, right? Because it's about hiring in expertise, but also balancing the demands of the folks that you already have on your team.
Absolutely. I've definitely, when I was working full time for these bigger Fortune 500 accounting firms, I would say all the time, I'm really not working 40 hours a week. If you take all the meetings out, it's almost kind of like homeschool. Once I take out the recess and the field trip and all, I could get this knocked out in like 3 hours. So you do want to actually, and I've gone through this before, is if you do have an in-house accountant, let's go over what are they doing every day, every week, every month, and seeing, is this a full-time position that we definitely need in-house, that it just makes sense for our business, or is this something that we can have an outside team work on?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly the point of stepping back and making that evaluation is what is so important. Because as we have said before, you know, there are lots of benefits and some challenges, but it's really about what works best for you. And that's what I tell my clients also. Look, it's not the one size fits all kind of model. I don't have, you know, a cookie cutter. Oh, you fit into this box and this is the services I'll provide for you. Every client is different. Every situation is different. And what resources you need in your organization are what you need. It's not based on what others have found work best or how you should, you know, structure this outsourcing. I usually start with clients by saying, you know, first look at, like you said, what is the balance of the work that's being done? And do you need an additional layer of that expertise? So sometimes folks have great accountants that are doing the day in and day out transactions in their organization, you know, receiving payments, invoicing their customers or their clients, you know, paying the bills, doing all of the everyday sort of functionality, which is so super important.
Yes.
But maybe they want somebody who has a higher level skill to help them do some analysis on their organization. Or maybe they just want to make sure that they add that layer of, say, fraud prevention just to do some checks and balances. Someone else, a third set of eyes, for example, to kind of come in and look things over, maybe teach them, you know, how to read the financials of their business to understand exactly what's happening. So that may be an opportunity to call in an outsourced CFO kind of a role that can help you that maybe you don't need 40 hours a week.
Yep, absolutely. I do this a lot for my clients. I provide them an accountant as their bookkeeper, but then myself as that outsourced CFO, chief financial officer, that can come in and explain the financials and go over the budget and go over the forecast and just be that higher level of expertise when they do have questions. And a lot of times, I don't know about you, Michelle, I don't get a lot of questions unless something is going on. Of course, I meet with clients. Some I only meet with quarterly, some I meet with monthly, especially in the beginning. But that's where I can see where, why would someone pay that salary? Because a CFO is typically a CPA, has numerous years of experience. This could be definitely a six-figure salary if you had someone full-time on your payroll. Why do that when maybe you can get an outsourced CFO for $200 an hour or $150 an hour, and you're only using them for 3 or 4 hours a month?
Exactly. Exactly. But just like we were saying before, you know, that is a great example of where the outsource model could be really beneficial to you. But there are also times when it's not the best solution. Mm-hmm. And I've actually been working with a couple of clients in this analysis specifically. Is this really what works for you? And again, I will say every organization, every situation is unique. Mm-hmm. So for example, an organization I've been working with, and everything has been sort of a little bit too fragmented for the organization itself. They feel that they have gone backwards in terms of their efficiency. They have outsourced, you know, the HR function, the bookkeeping function, the CFO function, the payroll function, you know, all these things. Mm-hmm. And all that makes sense. It's totally doable. It's fine. But for this particular organization, it just is not working as efficiently as they want it to and they need it to. Mm-hmm. So I always tell my clients, I'm going to be the first to tell you, hey, I want to help you. And so by that token, I'm going to be the first to tell you that it's not working. And what here's what we need to do to help you, and maybe find somebody on the inside that can sort of bring together all those functions again and make it a little bit more efficient for you. So for example, like if you're the type of organization that doesn't necessarily maybe have a lot of structure that allows for scheduled meetings or patience in terms of getting in touch with somebody when you have a question, and you are the kind of organization that, like, really right then and there needs to kind of go next door and knock on the door and just say, help, can you answer this question, or I need this, or I need that, you know, that's a good example of If you're that kind of organization, then maybe outsource isn't the right solution for you, because you do have to have a structure where meetings and patience of getting those questions answered and information needs to come into play. So, you know, I want to help them understand and make that analysis. And if we determine together that it's really not the best model for them, then I want to help them make that change.
Now, Michelle, have you ever run into that, again, when you're doing your initial assessment, you don't know that. So now you get started and then it's determined this isn't a good fit. Typically, how quickly have you experienced that you can tell like this isn't going to work?
Yeah, I mean, excellent question. Going into it, I'm sure you have the same experience. You think, oh, this is going to be great. Yes, we can do this, because it's all about communication. Mm-hmm. And so what the organization thinks they need and what they say they want, it's what I hear and what I interpret and think, oh yeah, great, perfect. So we embark on this adventure. And then it's probably no more than about 6 months in, could be less, could be a little more, but usually within about 6 months, I'm like, you know, this is not exactly working out for you or for me for whatever reason. Yes. So another example of it not working out, other than the one I just shared, you know, there's another organization I've been working with, and the outsource model has been working for them for a long time. And they just assumed that it's going to be fine. We're going to continue to do this, but they're evolving and they're growing. And they have new people in new roles and they're expanding. Mm-hmm. So they really need somebody to really hone in on their processes and procedures and develop some communication styles and help the executive director, it's a not-for-profit in this case, really make sure that the team itself is well-oiled, that they're getting the information they need, they're sharing information, they've got all the quick signals to either stop spending or increase spending or whatever the case may be, and take all that off of that executive director's plate. And so they really need somebody at this moment to make that happen inside to be the boots on the ground, so to speak, to really help them put that organizational structure together. Once that's in place, then maybe going back to an outsourcing model might work. But to really be that person on the inside is going to require somebody to be physically there. And again, now that we're kind of coming out of the pandemic, maybe that's doable still with an outsourced project manager or CFO person to make this work. But it's also about the relationship.
Yes.
So if that CFO can develop the relationship and the trust with the other people in the organization, then putting that structure into place will go much better than somebody who's perceived to be an outsider, for example.
Mm-hmm. And you hit on that. I'm seeing that quite a bit with companies that's in that growth stage, especially in the nonprofit world. They definitely, in addition to the executive director, needs that like operations manager / CFO. And then even if they do outsource like the bookkeeping piece, they still need that person, like you said, sometimes that's in the office, elbow to elbow with the executive director, helping make decisions, because so much is happening so fast. It's just, as we know, operations and finance goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of, I've seen where there's been executive directors that have a very strong finance background, so they don't need as much support from a CFO, but they still don't have the time. So
right.
Then they don't mind outsourcing that at a higher level. But then I've worked with some newer non-for-profits where they definitely, they need some handholding, to be honest. And that's okay, because they're so new. And to your point, it's almost like, hey, I can be an advisor, but you need a full-time person that's in-house doing a lot of these responsibilities. And then we can revisit in a few months. But I love that about you, Michelle, that you're not just going to sell somebody on your services if it's not working. And I want those that are listening to know that if you feel in your gut this isn't working, it's still a business. You have to communicate, but it's nothing personal. We do not take it personal. If you're like, you know what, I like you, Michelle, but this just isn't a good fit. Michelle, I don't know how your contracts are structured, but mine is, hey, we can give each other 30-day notice. Like, you're not locked in to a year with me. we'll communicate, we'll give each other, you can let me go in 30 days, I can let you go in 30 days, just so, again, because finances, accounting is such a sensitive topic, we don't ever want anybody to feel like they're stuck in a situation that isn't the best for them in their organization.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And our contracts are set up the same way. Our engagement letters specifically give the client the option to end or terminate our relationship at any time. I mm-hmm. ask, you know, be nice if you could give me a 30-day notice. But listen, if it's not working for you, you just let me know. And you know, that's it. And by that same token, we also work with our clients to make sure that they are the owners of their accounting system. So I just don't want my clients to feel beholden to us in any way. You know, some of the third-party reselling, some of the accounting systems and mm-hmm. other technology and software and stuff like that, I just want to make sure that they have that flexibility and freedom. But you're right. I mean, it's really about communication and it's about transparency. So I that's what I always go into these relationships with in terms of letting the client know that while I'm going to assume that everything is as we think it is, and this is what we plan to do for you, at any point in time, if this is not what we can or what we should be doing, we're going to have a discussion about it. So I want you, the client, to know this is where we stand. This is what's happening. This is how I think it should be done. This is just my perspective. What's yours? And so we have that open line of communication in all aspects, including our relationship.
That's, I mean, you said it all, like drop the mic. I don't even know what to say. And Michelle, we're already to the end of the show. So that was a perfect ending. And I'm glad that we did revisit this topic because it's coming up quite a bit. I mean, with technology and especially after the pandemic, you just had to pivot. But I do want people to know, like, you should always reevaluate if you currently have outsourcing services or if you don't, just to determine what's best for you. So thank you again, Michelle, for joining me. I always love our chats.
I do too. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm so glad we had the opportunity to have this extended conversation.
Absolutely. So I just want to thank the listeners. They can listen to the Veronica Edwards Show on bizradio.us, 10 a.m. on Wednesdays. If you miss it, you can also go to veronicaedwards.buzzsprout.com.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.